In today's prevalent culture, the institution of the family and faith are under attack. With absolute confidence in the grace and power of God, we at Forming Faithful Families, whose primary mission is strengthening families in the faith, have been inspired to put out into the deep, see Luke 5:4, to do our part to turn this tide. Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton, is a faithful and trustworthy weekly radio program in service to the new evangelization, saturated with scripture and containing teaching, reflections, anecdotes, and encouragement pertaining to our Catholic faith, with a substantial focus on marriage and family life faith formation.
Welcome to Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. I'm Jim Littleton. Today we continue our discussion about the Death with Dignity movement, a Catholic response. Let's start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, own us, possess us, teach us, move us, heal us, in Jesus' name. The love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Romans 5:5. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We continue our discussion about the so-called Death with Dignity movement, a Catholic response. The cross, sorrow, pain, is sanctifying. It is sanctifying. It anoints with maturity and wisdom. Yes, it anoints with maturity and wisdom in a way that nothing else can. That's what the cross does for us. God, our Father, uses pain, physical, moral, mental, emotional, and especially interior suffering to purify and prepare us for our mission in life, to draw us closer to Him for all eternity. Listen, bottom line, regarding the Death with Dignity movement, regarding sanctity of life, awe of life, this is a spiritual battle at its core. Only faith and grace has the power to overcome the confusion so prevalent in our culture and society. Superior arguments based on reason alone will have little efficacy. No, reason alone will do very little. It will accomplish very little. So there is a vital need for evangelization, for sharing the gift of faith and truth with others. Reason needs to be empowered by grace. If it were not for the gift of my faith, I don't know how I would have persevered through the darkness of my trials, my cancer. I've written a book, Healed Through Cancer and Other Adversities, which is full of hope, full of encouragement. It contains numerous hope-filled scripture passages. And no, this is not a commercial. I think I give away, by the grace of God, more than I ever sell. This is not a money-making endeavor whatsoever. As a matter of fact, if you want my book, Healed Through Cancer and Other Adversities, email me and I'll send it to you at no cost whatsoever if you request. It will be my pleasure to do this. My email is formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com. Now, to the point of our discussion, I'd like to share with you a beautiful story by Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen, venerable, my hero, from Life is Worth Living, The Christian Philosophy of Life, page 2. For the purpose of this program, I call it a suicide averted. Quote, I remember when I first went to Europe to study as a young priest. I was taking courses during the summer at the Sorbonne in Paris, principally in order to learn French. I dwelt in a boarding house that belonged to Madame Citron. I was there about a week and she came to me and said something, but it was all French to me. You get so angry in Paris because the dogs and horses understand French and you don't. There were 3 American school teachers living in the boarding house and I asked them to act as interpreter. This is the story that came out. Madame Citron said after her marriage, her husband left her, and a daughter that was born to them became a moral wreck on the streets of Paris. Then she pulled out of her pocket a small vial of poison. She said, I do not believe in God, and if there is one, I curse him. I've decided, since life has no meaning and is absurd, to take this poison tonight. Can you do anything for me? Through the interpreter, I said, I can't if you're going to take that stuff. I asked her to postpone her suicide for 9 days. I think it is the only case on record of a woman postponing suicide for 9 days. I never prayed before as I prayed for that woman. On the 9th day, the Lord gave her great grace. Some years later, on the way to Lourdes, I stopped off in the city of Dax, where I enjoyed the hospitality of Monsieur, Madame, and Mademoiselle Citron. I said to the village priest, are the Citrons good Catholics? Oh, he said, it's wonderful when people keep the faith all during their lives. Obviously, he did not know the story. So it's possible to find one's way out of this absurdity. End of quote. So yes, there is a way out of this absurdity of contemplating suicide. We cannot allow fear to bring us down, to drive our decisions. No, fear-driven decisions are never good decisions. Good decisions are only made at a moment of calm and peace, and that time will come to each of us if we wait for it, if we wait on God. God, our Father, will come to our rescue. He will come to your rescue every single time. You can count on it. Don't doubt. Listen, there is nothing to fear. Quote, there is nothing to fear. Everyone moved by the Spirit is a son of God. The Spirit you received is not the spirit of slaves bringing fear into your lives again. It is the spirit of sons, and it makes us cry out, Abba, Father, Romans 8:14-16. No, as the Holy Spirit tells us through St. Paul, through this Holy Scripture, this love letter to you, there is nothing to fear, nothing to fear. He didn't say there's some things to fear. He said there is nothing to fear. We are assured, we're assured that everyone moved by the Spirit is a son of God. You are moved by the Spirit, are you not? You have been baptized, have you not? Well, you are moved by the Spirit, and you are therefore a beloved child of God, your Father. And the Spirit you've received is not a spirit of slaves bringing fear into your life again. No, we're not to live by fear. You're not to live through fear. You're not to make decisions out of fear. No, you are to live in the spirit of sons, in the spirit of the beloved child of God, your Father, that you are. So cry out to him. Cry out to your Father, Abba, and he will come to your assistance every time. Why? Because he loves you. He loves you. He loves you with an everlasting love. Believe this. We have to get this through our heads and our hearts and our spirits. God, your Father, loves you. He is with you. He will do anything and everything for you. Just surrender to him. Give everything over to him and be at peace. Do I personally always live a high level of trust and faith? No. No, I admit that I don't. But I am quickly reinvigorated, strengthened, made new when I turn to my Heavenly Father in prayer, when I turn to him in the sacraments, when I simply turn and recognize his perpetual presence in my life, his perpetual care for me. Yes, when I turn to Abba, my daddy in heaven. Praise be Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for everything. Thank you for being my faithful Father, my Father of mercies, who will never leave me, will never let me down. Believe me, Abba, your Heavenly Father is doing everything for you. Be grateful to him. He is your faithful Father who will never leave you. He is your Father of mercies. Stay close to him. You know, I think that the best way to wrap up this three-program series on the so-called Death with Dignity movement, a Catholic response, is to offer hope through the words of God in Scripture. I use my Jerusalem Bible, Psalm 71, starting with verse 14. I promise that, ever hopeful, I will praise you more and more. My lips shall proclaim your righteousness and power to save all day long. I will come in the power of Yahweh to commemorate your righteousness, yours alone. God, you taught me when I was young, and I am still proclaiming your marvels. Now that I am old and gray, God, do not desert me. Let me live to tell the rising generation about your strength and power, about your heavenly righteousness. God, you have done great things. Who, God, is comparable to you? You have sent me misery and hardship, but you will give me life again. You will pull me up again from the depths of the earth, prolong my old age, and once more comfort me. End of quote. So yes, let's promise God, let's promise our Father that we will be ever hopeful. And let us praise him more and more. Let our lips proclaim God's righteousness because he is righteous. He is the one with the power to save. And when does he save us? When does the psalmist say he saves us? All day long. In other words, all the time, constantly. We can come in the power of Yahweh. You and I can do that. Let's do that. Let's come in the power of our Lord God and commemorate his righteousness, his alone. Yet he has chosen to make you and I righteous by sending his son, Jesus, to suffer and die on the cross for us, taking away our sins and making us righteous in the eyes of God. We'll take a quick break and come back to talk more about the Death with Dignity movement, a Catholic response. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
Forming Faithful Families is now offering our 15-episode video series on DVD, filmed in stunning high definition with a free downloadable Small Faith Discussion Group program guide. We hope that you will consider purchasing, implementing, and promoting this video series at the personal and small group level. Forming Faithful Families is a faithful and trustworthy parish-based and small faith community program for marriage and family life faith formation in service to the new evangelization pertaining to the Catholic faith. Listen to this recommendation. Firmly grounded in the teaching of the Catholic Church, sacred scripture, and the wisdom of the saints, with this series, James and Kathleen offer a thirsty world a refreshing and satisfying drink. It also makes a great gift with eternal benefits for both the giver and the receiver. To order your DVD set today, visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988. That's formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988.
Faced with chronic lymphocytic leukemia, James Littleton came to more profoundly cherish what matters most, his relationship with God and his family. Through numerous courses of chemotherapy and an eventual bone marrow transplant, James was able to share his strong faith with God with others undergoing difficult times. Healed through cancer and other adversities highlights the principles this father of 19 relied on. James found many forms of healing that come through trials. Find consolation, encouragement, and helpful insights for your own struggles. Healed Through Cancer and Other Adversities offers inspiration and faith-building reminders of the God who offers so much that we may truly live. Seize hope to overcome your own difficulties in this uplifting account of one man's fascinating, self-reflective, and inspirational journey with cancer. Order your copy at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or request it from your local Catholic or secular bookstore.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. We continue our discussion about the Death with Dignity movement, a Catholic response, and we've been talking about Psalm 71. I'm using my Jerusalem Bible. I think we need not to focus on ourselves and on our own problems. Let's reach out to others and help them. Let's proclaim God's marvels to others. He is constantly performing marvels of love for us. And perhaps like me, you're getting older and grayer. Well, God is not going to desert you. He has allowed you to live until this day. He let you live to tell the rising generation about God's strength and power. They need to hear this, about His heavenly righteousness. Yes, let others know the great things God has done for you. Who God is comparable to you. Yes, perhaps God has sent you some misery and hardships. I know it's tough, I know. But no matter how tough things are, no matter how tough things get, no matter how deep the darkness, God is there to give you life again. He will pull you up again from the depths of the earth as He has in the past, and we pray that He will prolong your old age, and He will once more comfort you. We can count on that. Share this with others. They need to hear this. In this nihilistic, confused culture in which we live. What a time we live. What an opportunity we have to do so much good with our faith. Yes, God, your Father is counting on you for this, and I'm sure that you will courageously fulfill your mission. Let's jump into Psalm 34, 17 to 22. They cry for help, and Yahweh hears and rescues them from all their troubles. Yahweh is near to the brokenhearted. He helps those whose spirit is crushed. Hardships and plenty beset the virtuous man, but Yahweh rescues him from them all, taking care of every bone. Yahweh will not let one be broken. Evil will bring death to the wicked. Those who hate the virtuous will have to pay, while Yahweh himself ransoms the souls of his servants, and those who take shelter in him have nothing to pay. Do you see how Scripture, this love letter from God to you, lifts us up out of the darkness and into the love and light of our Heavenly Father? Well, it's true that sometimes we have to cry for help. We're only human. So cry for help. Cry for help. And Yahweh, your Heavenly Father, hears. And what does He do when He hears your cry for help? Does He leave you alone? Does He leave you unattended? No. He rescues you. He rescues you from what? From all your troubles. Not some of your troubles, from all of your troubles. Because God, your Father, is near to the brokenhearted. Sometimes our hearts are broken. And all we can do is cry for help, but your Heavenly Father hears. He hears. He is near to the brokenhearted. The brokenhearted are special to Him. He helps those whose spirit is crushed. Are you feeling so weighted down and crushed you can barely breathe? Well, your Heavenly Father wants to help you. And one way He'll help you is when you open your Bible and read His consoling words that have been written and in His thought from all eternity for you. Well, yes, hardships are part of life, and they do seem to beset the virtuous man in plenty. But Yahweh, your Heavenly Father, rescues you from them all. He takes care of every single bone of yours. In other words, He takes care of everything. I'm not saying that He'll take every single cross away, but He will definitely help you through them. And not only that, He will make them sweet for you if you allow him to do so. If only we stop fighting and struggling to be in complete control, because we're not. It's such a useless and exhausting exercise. No, surrender. Let go. Give it over to your Heavenly Father and know that he's going to take care of everything, because Yahweh, your Father himself, ransoms the souls of his servants. You are his servant, are you not? So take shelter in him, and you will have nothing to pay. You will have nothing to worry about. You will have nothing to pay for your sins, because they have been forgiven and washed away. And we are specially blessed as Catholics when we are able to go to the sacrament of penance, also known as confession, and confess our sins directly to our Lord Jesus in the person of the priest, receive absolution and the assurance that our sins are forgiven, washed away, and forgotten. Yes, forgotten. God chooses to forget your sins. Oh, yes, he does. Isaiah 43:25. It is who must blot out everything and not remember your sins. End of quote. We'll move on now to Jeremiah 29:11-12. These very famous, often quoted Bible verses that are so consoling. I can tell you that they have often helped me. I know the plans I have in mind for you. It is Yahweh who speaks. Plans for peace, not disaster, reserving a future full of hope for you. Also verses 13 and 14. Then when you call to me and come to plead with me, I will listen to you. When you seek me, you shall find me. When you seek me with all your heart, I will let you find me. It is Yahweh who speaks. Well, you may be going through some highly challenging adversities, but know this. Know that the plans that God has in mind for you, yes, it is your Heavenly Father who speaks, are plans for peace, not disaster. He's not setting you up for disaster. He is going to bring you peace. Yes, no matter what you are going through, God, your Father, has set up the reservation for you. He has the reservation in place. He is reserving a future full of hope for you. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. We will be right back.
You'll find a little bit of yesterday that will delight you today at the Family Hearth General Store, a nonprofit ministry of Forming Faithful Families in historic Frankfort, Illinois. The 1870s style old storefront honors home, faith, and family life, featuring vintage wares and unique gifts for special family occasions. From Victorian replicas, vintage decor, quilts, candles, antique samplers, and jewelry, to unique books, hand-milled soaps, old-time candy, ice cream, and bottles of pop, you'll find a warm welcome here around the family hearth. A cozy fireplace, fresh gourmet coffees, and teas await your visit. So come, sit a spell. Find us on the main street of Frankfort at 119 Kansas Street, and be sure to visit the online store at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Like us on Facebook or give us a call at 708-334-1988. Thank you for listening to Forming Faithful Families. You listen to us to find ways to strengthen your family in the faith and to better live out your role as Catholic parents. Please help us help you. We appreciate your prayers and a donation to help support this program. Any donation will be a blessing. You can also become one of Forming Faithful Families partners with a monthly donation. It's easy. Visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com and click on the donate link. There you'll find our mailing address to send a check, or use the PayPal button to make a secure donation. You can even call Forming Faithful Families to make a donation at 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988. Forming Faithful Families is a 501(c) charitable organization. Click on the donate link at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. See and support the entire scope of our ministry. Help us help you with your prayers and a donation as we're Forming Faithful Families.
We would like you, our listeners, to know that James and Kathleen Littleton of Forming Faithful Families are available individually or as a couple nationally as speakers. They offer talks, retreats, and workshops on a variety of Catholic themes. James and Kathleen can be reached with questions or speaking engagement requests at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. Visit their website at www.formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com, and we wrap up our discussion about the Death with Dignity Movement, a Catholic Response. Referring again to Jeremiah 29:13-14, when you are in a place where you are facing darkness, perhaps even despair, call out to your Father, your Heavenly Father. It's okay. Call to Him. He says, call to Him. Plead with Him, He says. He says, come and plead with me. And what? He says, I will listen to you. He's already there. He wants to listen to you. Pour out your heart before Him. He's there. He says, when you seek me, you shall find me. But He wants you to seek Him with all your heart, He says. He says, seek me with all your heart, and you will find me. Yes, your Father is already there, and He says, I will let you find me because I love you. Trust me. Don't you trust me? Come to me. I'll let you find me. Cry out to me. I'm here to help. And Psalm 116. Listen to how much this psalmist loves God. Listen to his story of how he was saved. It starts out, Alleluia, meaning praise the Lord. I love. The next words are, I love. I love, exclamation mark. For Yahweh listens to my entreaty. He bends down to listen to me when I call. Death's cords were tightening round me. The nooses of Sheol, distress and anguish gripped me. I invoked the name of Yahweh. Yahweh, rescue me. Yahweh is righteous and merciful. Our God is tender-hearted. Yahweh defends the simple. He saved me when I was brought to my knees. Return to your resting place, my soul. Yahweh has treated you kindly. He has rescued me from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from stumbling. Yes, your Father listens to your entreaty. You speak, you pray, and He bends down to listen to you when you call. Never despair. Death's cords might be tightening around you, distress and anguish gripping you. Well, invoke your Father. Invoke our Lord Jesus. Say, Jesus, rescue me. I've been there. I've prayed this prayer. Your God is righteous and merciful. He is tender-hearted. And when you're brought to your knees, He's going to save you. Yes, He is. He's there for you. He's always helping you. So return to your resting place, soul. Return to your resting place. God has treated you kindly, and He will continue to do so. Cry out to Him and then allow Him to embrace you and to wipe away every tear. Yes, you are His beloved child and masterpiece. God love you. I'm Jim Littleton, formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
You have been listening to Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton. Visit their website, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Email them at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988.